We invite you in every Thursday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time to Goddess Unleashed with Diane Vick. Join her as she spreads her powerful story to shed light on the disease process from a unique perspective. Diane has a master's in nursing, is a hypnotist and health coach. One of her favorite statements is, "Your medical history doesn't have to be your fate." She proved this inspirational message by overcoming her own debilitating genetic condition. She uses her personal experience and expertise to connect the conventional and alternative realms of medicine. Diane's goal is to spread her knowledge to bridge the gap between these two distinctly different realms of medicine. Diane says, "Let's thrive together as we develop a mind, body, and soul connection to transform your body's healing potential."
Aloha. And welcome. This is Diane Vick, Goddess Unleashed. And today's episode is about Manifest Wellness. It's an episode just of me because I want to really support the community during this time of stress and help them realize that there are ways to manifest your own health and wellness, as well as bring prosperity into your life, even amidst crisis and chaos around us, because we know that there are a lot of things happening right now. Amid COVID-19, there's a lot of civil unrest, a lot of fears and worries and abuses and neglect and things happening that are sparking a lot of emotions in people. And emotions can trigger symptoms in the body and also trigger us to act in certain ways that maybe do not align with us, or maybe overwhelming and stressful and create more stress for everyone around us and in our environment. So it's a good moment to really understand what is happening in our physical body is impacted by the chaos that happens around us. So as human beings, it is absolutely normal for us to experience stress in our bodies. And it is part of our healing process when we become aware of that stress and really take action to release the stress in the moment. There's so many things happening right now in our external world, and they tend to impact our internal world pretty significantly. And addressing that stress in the moment is really where the empowerment and that manifesting of wellness comes from, through awareness. So I'm going to read a little piece from my book. And on this particular podcast, we're going to discuss some interesting revelations that have come up recently for me. So let's start off right now with a little piece from my book, The Truth About IBS and Anxiety. If you haven't grabbed a copy, you can check it out on Amazon. You can order it on paperback or on Kindle. Or if you are unfortunately having struggles and you need a donated copy, just contact me. It's Coach Diane Vick, D-I-A-N-E-V-I-C-H at gmail.com. And I will mail you a copy within the United States. It's harder for me to send it outside of the United States, but if you are local in the United States, I will gladly send you a copy. Now, first off, if you haven't heard about this before and you're just coming into my podcast, this book is really about me overcoming chronic illness, chronic debilitating condition and symptoms in my body. And a lot of the symptoms came from not only anxiety, but also digestive unrest and holding of emotions in the body. So I decided, the book just magically opened to this page, the emotional root, which happens to be things that I'm going to talk about on this episode, things that I have been working on over the past few months and realizing and integrating new practices into my program to create this unique Manifest Wellness program, which I'm sharing on Eventbrite. And let's start with the emotional root. So I talk about a lot in the book that we have symptoms in our body, and they are physical symptoms. There's physical inflammation, there's physical stress that happens. We get inflammation in our muscles, our tissues, we get tenderness, our fascia in our muscles get swollen and tender. And we may be experiencing symptoms in our organs as well. I had my gallbladder taken out, I've had a hysterectomy. So there's so many things that come up throughout our body, and really becoming aware of what are the feelings and emotions that are triggering those symptoms to occur and that inflammation to grow is understanding that emotional root, which, let me tell you, as a nurse, I didn't want to know that there was an emotional stressor impacting my health. But eventually I had to come to that conclusion once I ended up trying every single prescription to try and control my digestive issues and realizing that the only thing that worked was an anti-anxiety medication. And once I work through that process, then I realized I'm not going to be on this medication forever. And I work through that is how I became a health coach and how I created the program that I teach and how I evolved into developing this Manifest Wellness program is really that 80% of what we feel in our physical body is what I feel is emotional. And if we work on that emotional stress that happens in the moment and don't let it build up in our bodies, then we have the power to overcome it. But it really is a very powerful thing to understand that emotional root. So let's read a little piece from my book just to get you a little insight of what's in here. The emotional root. Now that you understand the physical root, cause of IBS, and the herbs that can reduce inflammation and cell damage, it's time to talk about your emotions. The emotional root cause of our symptoms goes deep into our past. Our beliefs, feelings, and emotional responses were established well before you could even understand them. This emotional foundation takes us to our childhood. All of this emotional programming occurred before the age of 8. It involves all your pre-established feelings, thoughts, and beliefs that impact your current day life. It includes, but is not limited to, any unresolved traumas, worries, and fears that were ingrained in your subconscious during those early years. These tricky worries, fears, and traumas trigger our emotional reactions and behaviors throughout our lives. These feelings and beliefs were created at a time in our lives when you were learning to cope with the environment, people, and world around you. Many of these reactions were established and ingrained in your subconscious without a conscious understanding of it. Most of them are feelings and beliefs and emotions you truly don't believe, accept, or agree with. Those beliefs, thoughts, emotions, and feelings impact our daily lives, hiding in our subconscious every second of every day. They impact every decision you make, whether you are aware of it or not. When you make a decision that goes against your true desires and beliefs, your body responds. This emotional reaction erupts in your body with or without your awareness. They are evident in your body through symptoms, pain, and illness, and disease. I know it sounds crazy. This seems weird and impossible. I thought so too, until I started digging deep into my emotional past using hypnosis. I knew that my anxiety began early in my childhood and progressively worsened over my lifespan. At this point, I was in my 40s and emotional stress was still getting the better of me. Even though I incorporated nutrition, fitness, and alternative treatments in my life, stress was still triggering anxiety, IBS, and other symptoms. It was also impacting my life and experiences. I desperately wanted to help people heal their physical and emotional pain, but fear kept stopping me in my tracks. It was a constant roller coaster trying to get my business off the ground. I would take a few steps forward and then revert right back to my old ways. I would begin to write and share my thoughts on my blog, but confrontations or conversations would set me on an emotional roller coaster. This constant emotional roller coaster happened in my life and the lives of my patients. I could clearly see that there was an underlying issue that addressing the physical root was not resolving. My emotions brought on IBS, migraines, illness, disease, and extreme physical pain. I was desperate to learn exactly why I had so much trouble expressing my feelings. Why was it so hard for me to tell people I disagreed with something? Why did everyone think I was happy-go-lucky? Why did everyone expect me to go with the flow no matter what? Why was I okay living like this all my life? Why was I sitting back and letting people take advantage of me? Why did loud emotional confrontations make me want to hide? Why did I continuously get flare-ups of my symptoms after these highly emotional moments? Why? This sets the foundation for my understanding of the importance of addressing the emotional root. I decided to undergo hypnosis to find the answers. There were some pretty surprising things I unveiled. I finally realized why my memory was so bad and I couldn't recall much of my past at all.
I understood that I developed this protective coping mechanism in my childhood that actually went against my personal desires. I learned at a young age to hide and stay quiet. I learned that it was safer if I kept my feelings to myself. I chose to live this way since a young age. My body didn't like it one little bit. My body was so against this hiding that I developed digestive issues, constipation, and body pains in childhood. Guess what? It created inflammation and stress inside my body, which was the physical root of the problem. But the emotional component added extra stress. On my mind and my memory. A body and mind that is under stress has trouble retaining information because of the constant assault stress has on them. Thus, my memory sucked. I chose to sit back and let people walk all over me. I allowed every decision to be made for me. I lived this way my entire life, and my body was not happy about it at all. The simple fact is that hypnosis helped me uncover the beliefs from the past that I was ready to rewrite. It unlocked the secrets of my mind to give me the strength to move forward and leave the past behind. Hypnosis empowered me to work on each pesky belief I didn't agree with until I saw shifts in my life. The details of the sessions aren't as important as the end result. The past is in the past, and it unveiled an opportunity to change, grow, and evolve. I was ready to truly change my life and help people, but until hypnosis, I couldn't get those pre-established beliefs out of my way. Those ingrained negative beliefs and emotions wouldn't let me live the life I wanted. I couldn't stop those negative feelings, beliefs, and emotions from impacting my life, no matter how much I tried. It impacted me in my personal life, social career, life, and so much more. Without digging into my past to find the emotional root cause, I never truly impacted the physical reaction. Hypnosis helped me access those negative beliefs and reframe them in my subconscious mind. After that, eye-opening experience, the final step in my process, finally began to evolve. Overcoming the issues from my past unveiled the opportunities the future had in store. The deep understanding of my actual beliefs helped me create a routine to transform those negative thoughts into action. You already understand physical and emotional stressors cause symptoms in your body. To impact these physical and emotional stressors, you need to go to the root of both of them simultaneously. I love to say synergistically. That is the fastest way to truly reduce your symptoms, illness, and disease. Tackle the stress at the emotional and physical root to thrive in your life and achieve your unique wellness. Now that you truly understand the physical and emotional root, take in several deep breaths and think about it for a moment. So let's take a little moment before we get into these questions. The breath I teach in all my programs is called the 5-5-5 breath. If you know how to count to five, and you know how to breathe, which we all magically breathe, right? It's part of what our body does for us so beautifully every single day. So you're going to inhale slowly for a count of five. The reason I use the count of five is because it's creating an awareness, right? We haven't been breathing this way every single day. So it's creating an awareness to show us how deep can we expand our lungs? How much can we expand our belly out to really bring in that air? And then we're going to hold it for 5 seconds. And then slowly exhale for 5 seconds. Now, as you practice and as you use this technique repeatedly, as you feel stressed, then you expand your lungs bigger, you get used to it, you no longer need to count. Now, if you usually have shortness of breath or lung issues, which is where I was when I started, if you don't know a little bit about me, I actually had chronic adulthood asthma, chronic pneumonia, chronic bronchitis. These are all things that are in my past. And I don't experience them anymore, and I no longer go to the allergist ever since I started my own unique wellness program and expanding my lungs, which is something that I never did. So I do invite you to try this practice. It's so simple for us to shift our breath. Nobody around you will notice that you're doing it because deep breathing is something that's happening inside. and it's working on centering and calming your nervous system and relaxing your body. If you haven't noticed, if you are watching this on video, there's actually a picture of a body behind me and the nervous system and how our body is impacted by the stress around us. It impacts our nervous system. And that's how we go into the fight or flight response. And we can't shut that down. Then our body continues to accumulate stress and we develop chronic disease and illness, which is where I used to be. But we can turn off that switch simply by using some simple strategies, which I teach in my Manifest Wellness program. But since today this is a podcast, I'm just going to give you some of the little secrets that I share all the time anyway, on my YouTube channel, in my classes, in my programs, and in my books. It's deep breathing. So let's try that deep breath, and then I ask you the questions that I wrote here in the book, just to get you to think about things a little bit deeper. And see if you find an emotional root to one of your symptoms that you're experiencing right now. Because I know a lot of people are experiencing symptoms right now. Even maybe your children are experiencing symptoms. And it's so powerful when you begin to understand what's happening in your body, because then you can really help your children when they're experiencing symptoms. When I started writing this book, my son was experiencing symptoms too. He had migraines, little headaches at night. He couldn't fall asleep. He had anxiety. And through the process, I ended up writing a book for him, which is in one of my other episodes. It's called Bubblebee, and it's a special crisis support book and meditation about relaxing and understanding that we have to create this imagery and relaxation and do that deep breath that I just taught you. So let's try it now. Just inhale for a count of five. You're going to see my fingers come up. I'm going to hold my breath briefly for 5 seconds and exhale slowly, and then I'll ask you those questions. And as I'm asking the questions, I do invite you to take that breath a few more times, and you're really going to really connect with your body a little deeper and get a better answer. So let's try this for a count of five. I exhale in a vocal. I feel it's very empowering to release emotions from our vocal cords, but you can absolutely do it silently if there are people around you. So do that breath a couple more times and let me ask you the questions. What is your medical history? What are your current symptoms? How does thinking about these symptoms make you feel? Do any emotions come up? Do any conversations make your symptoms worse? Do certain relationships trigger your symptoms? Just close your eyes and take in another deep, slow breath, hold briefly, and exhale slowly. Really allow those questions to sink into your mind and let your mind tell you the answer. Don't second guess yourself. Whatever comes up is perfect for you, and your mind is very powerful, and it's going to give you an answer. You might not want to accept it as the truth, but it's coming from you, and it's part of your life. So I do invite you to really honor that. Just close your eyes, take in another deep, slow breath, and think about those questions for a moment. Something will come up in your mind. Now it's time to learn a little bit more about building a nutritious foundation for healing. So in the book, I go into how you can support the body by creating a foundation. Of course, the magic that I learned is the real power comes in that awareness and taking action to set you free from your symptoms, but it is also important to create a nutritious foundation, which was what the first episode was about. It's about finding good supplements that help you reduce inflammation and stress in the body, that tackle that oxidative stress, that help us sleep and rest better, that help our bodies repair, and how important it is to have a good, healthy, balanced diet and avoid foods that create inflammation like sugars and dairy. I mean, not everyone's sensitive to dairy, but a lot of people are. So if you realize that your body is sensitive to these things, it's a good time to pay attention and maybe eliminate them for a little while. That's one of the things that I do incorporate in my program and with my clients is identifying the foods that do trigger symptoms for them and slowly eliminating them for a little while. And in the future, if we can reintroduce them gradually and not overwhelm the body with them, they can enjoy the food that they eat periodically without having any symptoms. It is a beautiful thing to actually manifest your wellness and figure out what's happening in your body. Before we go on break, I want to give you a little insight as to things that have happened to me this particular week. You might wake up sometimes grumpy and you don't really know what's going on, but there's obviously something emotional that's happening if you're waking up grumpy. So there was a couple days that I woke up grumpy, but of course, I know exactly what to do, right? Even if I have a bunch of responsibilities coming up, I'm going to practice self-care and self-love because I know that the awareness is time to take action and actually relieve the stress from the body. So before I recorded my podcast with Laura Cheadle, which I appear on her episode in June as well, I did some self-loving self-care practice because I woke up grumpy that day. Now, yesterday, there was something else happening in the environment. As you all know, we all experience emotional shifts at a particular part of the month, and it can happen to both men and women. For me, it's kind of tricky sometimes because I don't have a uterus, so I do not menstruate, and I don't keep track of it anymore because it's been so many years since I had the hysterectomy that I kind of forget that I do have these emotional shifts. And guess what happens when you have emotional shifts, whether it's a woman or a man? I bet if you have a partner or someone that lives with you or maybe a colleague at work, you can tell if you keep track and write it down on the calendar that there is a time where they're processing more stress, more emotions. They're just taking things more personally. And that tends to be that time of that hormonal shift that happens in our bodies. And it's a beautiful gift, right? Our bodies give us this awareness that there's something changing, that we're cleaning and repairing. And we have to honor the body and allow it to give us those signs and then allow us to release the stress by using our actions. So yesterday was a pretty stressful day for me, and I hadn't figured out why. I got a phone call. Of course, the phone call brought on a lot of demands of things that are coming up in the next few weeks, which means I got to get on live on social media and support the nonprofit and do some classes to empower parents with special needs children to release stress. But of course, that creates stress inside me because I'm still working through those fears and anxieties of being seen and being heard. Even though I do record this podcast every week, it's a little bit different to go live. So just writing down those words on the calendar and isolating those days that I'm going to go live actually brought on stress, but I didn't realize it in the moment. Even though I did feel it, I didn't do anything about it. And progressively, as the day continued, I felt a little grumpier and grumpier. Even though I was doing some self-care, some self-love practices, because of course I do them. Sometimes even coaches get stuck. And I did for a little while. And guess what happened? Your body will give you messages and signs, and symptoms will arise. Well, I had been having some cramps on and off on the right side, so the right ovary. I still have my ovaries, even though I don't have my uterus. And the cramps started to get more intense. And then it started radiating to my back. And then at this point, it was like, okay, heating pads, take some Tylenol. Let's process those emotions and really tackle the physical inflammation and the emotional at the same time. So of course, I took my turmeric from Shivani, from Fusionary Formulas. I took some Tylenol because I was in a significant amount of pain, and that's really the only medication that I take every once in a while when I'm in a lot of pain. I used to take a lot of painkillers. I don't do any of those. I used to do muscle relaxants. Don't do any of those because I don't like the side effects and the added symptoms. I want my body to be clean and clear and relaxed. And then I worked on breathing deeply, feeling those areas of my body and really just caressing and sending love and doing pressure point massage, because you can make a deep connection with yourself simply by massaging yourself, applying oils and creams and doing deep breathing and just asking yourself where these symptoms are coming from. And when I did that, it gave me the awareness to understand that my symptoms were coming from what happened in the morning. As I penciled in those appointments into my schedule, it became a little bit stressful for me, and holding on to that stress reconnected with emotions from the past, reliving things and fears and anxieties and stressors. And I had to process those by showing myself a little deep love and attention. So we're going to go on a brief break now. And when I come back, we're going to go deeper into that story and how I woke up this morning relaxed and no more pain. And how processing that stress really is easy and effortless once you have the support system and you know exactly how to do it. This is Diane Vick. Aloha. I'll see you in a few minutes.
With Goddess Unleashed, Diane Vick. Every Thursday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Diane's powerful perspective inspires transformation by tapping into the body's natural healing potential. Diane has a master's in nursing, is a hypnotist and health coach. One of her favorite statements is, "Your medical history doesn't have to be your fate." She proved this inspirational message by overcoming her own debilitating genetic condition. Tune in weekly for enlightening ways to find your own unique wellness. Let's thrive together as we develop a mind, body, and soul connection to transform your body's healing potential.
Ever wonder what it's like to have your own radio show? Well, wonder no longer, because you can dip into the radio airwaves by being host for the day on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. It's a fabulous way to get your radio feet wet. It's an opportunity to market your business, modality, or book. Have a guest, mention a sponsor, and take callers. Or you may want to facilitate a lesson by going solo. It's up to you. Listeners can be online, mobile, in cars with Bluetooth, or listen through Amazon's Echo by asking, "Alexa, play Dream Vision 7 Radio Network." For more details, go to dreamvision7radio.com and click on Host for the Day.
Hi, this is Diane Vick. Did you know that your medical history doesn't have to be your fate? I can tell you more on a free discovery call. I help women with anxiety and gut issues overcome their symptoms using holistic treatments to release trauma and pain. Schedule your free discovery call today and see what I have to offer. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Omega Institute, offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. For over 40 years, Omega has seen more than 1 million people come through its doors to grow, learn, and find a greater sense of purpose. With over 350 workshops to choose from, Omega offers something for everyone. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org or call 877-944-2002. Again, 877-944-2002.
This is Diane Vick from Diane's Wellness. Are you sick of the overwhelming stress and anxiety, or maybe your severe digestive issues and you're looking for a way out? I help women with anxiety and gut issues overcome their overwhelming symptoms using holistic treatments to release trauma and pain. It's pretty simple to reach me. All you have to do is schedule a free discovery call. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Schedule your free call today. See you soon.
So what is crappy to happy? First of all, I'm Diane Vick. I'm a registered nurse, an author, a professor, and I've suffered much pain and heartache with my physical symptoms of my disability and my chronic illness. And I created this class, Crappy to Happy, because I wanted to support frontline workers, policemen, firefighters, nurses, doctors that are still at those front lines dealing with patients and clients that have COVID-19. And they are experiencing extra stress because now they're exposing themselves to this virus and also their family and loved ones. What I have learned in my 7-year journey of chronic pain and illness and autoimmune disease is there are ways to calm your nervous system and boost your immune system that can be easy and effortless. And of course, it's not going to take you 7 years like it did me. So I'm here to guide you in this short program to give you some simple strategies that you can help relax and calm your nervous system during times of stress like this COVID-19 pandemic.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Vic, and welcome back to Goddess Unleashed. As I was talking about before, I had some significant amount of pain yesterday, and it happened to be, obviously, we talked about the time of the month that we have these hormonal shifts and our body reacts to stress a little bit differently than at other times of the month. And I actually had cramping and significant back pain that left me really in pain and having some issues just sitting down and relaxing on the couch. And through self-love and awareness, I was able to really understand where are these emotions coming from. So I'm going to read you a little piece from a book by Louise Hay, Heal Your Body. It's part of how I began understanding what was happening in my body when I was starting to finish up my book and really tackle that stress that was happening as I was in that process of becoming an author, which was extra stressful for me. It was helpful for me to get a better understanding of what was happening in my body by reading her book. So she talks about cramps here. Under cramps, she says, tension, fear, gripping, holding on. And the affirmation she gives you is, I relax and allow my mind to be peaceful. And if you look at cysts, because women tend to have a lot of cysts, especially younger women, I used to have cramps and horrible pains when I was younger. I actually got on birth control when I was about 15 because of the immense pain and the amount of bleeding that I had, that the only way to control that pain was actually being on birth control at that time. And I did have cysts as well. And I know so many people experience that. So I just wanted to read that as well. It says, cysts are running the old painful movie, nursing hurts, a false growth. The affirmation she gives is, the movies of my mind are beautiful because I choose to make them so. I love me. Well, the beautiful thing that came out this week, which of course, as that stress started to happen, I kind of lost sight of that, is earlier this week on the day that I recorded the podcast with Laura, I actually had recorded the Manifest Wellness Hypnosis, which is all about manifesting health in your body and actually tapping into your own powerful dreams and understanding what it is that you really want to accomplish in life, whether it's finding joy, prosperity, finding that amazing job or switching careers or traveling, getting a new home, whatever it may be that you really want to manifest in your life. That's what this Manifest Hypnosis is about. And it comes with the program. I'm going to add some background music and some waves, either theta waves or delta waves. I haven't quite decided, but it's definitely a sleep hypnosis, something that you would listen to before you drift off to sleep. And it's only part of that program. So to actually get it and listen to it, you would have to be part of that program on Eventbrite, which is actually a phenomenal price. It's super low because I want to support people during this crisis. And I feel the way to do that is to empower them to invest in themselves, to go ahead and really tap into your awareness and invest in yourself, because you have the power to transform the way you feel in your physical body just using your awareness. And that manifestation meditation is really powerful. So I had forgotten that I had created that, even though I was under all this stress. You know, I was like, well, you know, I'm in pain. I'm sleeping with a heating pad. I did everything to tackle that physical stress that's happening in my body. And it's time for me to relax and let go of stress. So I actually put in my earbuds and listened to that manifestation hypnosis. And guess what? I already had known what I was dealing with and where these stressors were coming from because I had already done my self-love routine. And I used that meditation to drift off to sleep. Mind you, I don't even remember waking up to take out the earbud. At some point I did. I never woke up at all to go to the restroom. And I woke up in the morning so relaxed and so peaceful. And all of that pain had simply disappeared from my body. You're talking about intense pain where my muscles on the back, lower back, and buttocks were complete knots. And I had horrible sharp pains in my pelvis by my right ovary. And all of these pains had dissipated simply by really letting go, relaxing, and tapping into my own manifestation. The beautiful thing that also happened this week is my client, who I've been supporting through some pretty rough times as COVID-19 happened, a lot of things happened in her life, this particular client, and she also enjoyed the meditation
and really relaxed with it and slept the whole night too. So it's a beautiful, relaxing meditation. And I do invite you to that class so you can hear it.
All right, so challenges happen all the time, right? And sometimes they even happen in the middle of recording a podcast. I thought I had turned off my notifications. And of course, I get calls that might be a little bit of stress because I know exactly who's calling and getting text messages that are telling me certain things that might upset me. But I'm on track, right? I'm doing this podcast. This is my time to do this. And I'm going to honor that. And that's also a big part of what I teach, is that you have to honor and use your awareness and not let people step all over you by creating boundaries. So I know this is my time for my podcast. I'm going to honor that and keep going where I was going. So use your awareness, and releasing stress from your body is such a powerful tool. One of the other things that I love to teach in my Manifest Wellness class, and I actually have some free classes on Eventbrite, is how you can use stretching and dance to release stress and emotions. And this week, I'm working on creating a playlist that is not copyrighted, because you know there's all these copyright laws with music. And I love to flow and dance to different songs and music. And I'm actually creating some music for the next episode that I'm going to share, that I was inspired by some songs I've heard on the radio and created my own music. And now I just have to find a beat to really stick to it. But I do invite you to find a song. And one of the things that I share in my classes is actually stand in front of a mirror. It's a great stress relieving technique to look at yourself in the mirror and take a deep breath, release the stress in the moment, turn on that song, and get jigged and start dancing. And whatever your body does, whatever flow you get to that beat, just go with it and keep looking at yourself in the mirror and see how silly and young you feel and energized, because it's really about connecting with our inner child and being more silly and creative in the ways we reduce stress and release anxiety and symptoms from our body. It's so much fun when we actually go outside in nature and do the activity that we love to do. And now we're getting a little bit more freedom to do those things. So it's great as we start to reincorporate ourselves into our days that we have a truly supportive routine that we can use anytime, anywhere, to help us relieve stress. So I do invite you to try that. It's a great way to relieve stress. And all you need is yourself, a mirror, and your favorite song. So that's another thing that I teach in some of my classes. I have one called Crappy to Happy. And it's really about connecting with your inner child and being silly and fun. Those classes are free, just like the dancing and stretching one. But I do definitely invite you to Manifest Wellness. It's really where the magic comes into play, because it helps you understand what's going on in your body as that stress response stays shut on. And we want to keep it turning off consistently to really help us tackle the stress and inflammation and symptoms that we're having in our body. Taking another deep, slow breath. Now, I love bringing fun and creativity into my programs as well. And sometimes we need to use our imagination and really have a visualization or manifesting something different in our lives. And I think books are a very, very easy way to do that. I mean, a lot of people love to read novels and inspire and grow and evolve just by reading things. And this particular page on the book happened to point out at me. It's going to be something that I cover in my book club, which is a book experience that's very unique. I really want to pick books that are empowering to women and help support them in their healing journey and really empower them to live the dream, connect with their sexual sacred feminine energy, become inspired and creative, and manifest their dreams in a fun way. So let's go into this little piece of the story, which is going to be talked about in book club. And I do invite you to that experience. And the price of the entrance into that book club is simply to cover the books that you're going to be receiving by mail. Relaxing mindfulness. Valerie awoke the day after meeting Raffaello with a glow surrounding her body. She felt like she was floating on air. She couldn't believe the man in her dreams had come into her life. She wanted to see him and spend the entirety with him. But she had planned this spa day months ago. She was glad for a relaxing day with her friend, but hoped he would call her tonight. The girls packed their bags and headed to the villa. They laughed and joked about Valerie's sexy Italian. It didn't bother her because she was so intensely attractive that she didn't care that anyone else thought. She knew that this romance was going to change her forever. She wasn't sure what the future would bring, but she knew she would spend every second she could with him before she left. So you don't know about this story. She actually went on this trip to Italy after a huge breakup where she was overgone with anxiety and stress and trauma, was pretty much controlling her life. She was having all these physical symptoms in her body, and she worked through that stress and started to dream and manifest things. And through her dreams, she actually saw this man, Raffaello, in her dream, and he manifested in her life. And this is right after they met. Spa day. The villa was spectacular and expansive, surrounded by rustic vegetation. They unpacked their bags at lunch and headed to the spa. They each indulged in a multitude of spa services. They pampered themselves from head to toe, each girl enjoying a facial massage, manicure, and pedicure. They all relaxed on the lounge chairs, sipping mimosas in between treatments. It was the most relaxing day Valerie had ever experienced. The environment was breathtaking, and she enjoyed looking out at the Tuscan fields. She wondered if Raffaello had been thinking of her. She had been enjoying her treatment, but his gorgeous face crept into her mind all day long. She was the last one to get her massage. She undressed and laid on the massage bed to indulge her body. The fantasy started to emerge as soon as the masseuse touched her skin. He was an Italian with soft, gentle hands. She knew it wasn't Raffaello, but her imagination ran wild. He massaged her tense shoulders, releasing the knots around her joints. She felt completely relaxed as the masseuse deeply relieved her tension in her body. She usually never drifted off to sleep during a massage, but this time she did. She imagined Raffaello was gently caressing her skin with a delicious essential oil. The smell of lavender made her settle deeper and deeper into her dream. He caressed and massaged her back, releasing the knots from her flesh. He caressed her lower back and gently traced her buttocks down to her thighs. Woo! Then it gets spicy, and we'll leave that for book club. But it's just a fun and creative way to realize that you can manifest your dreams. And the fun part of the story that actually happens is he manifests her too. So he has these premonition dreams. And when he meets her, he's like in shock that this actually happened. And it's a great just way to bring fun and excitement into your life by opening up conversations that we may not actually talk to. We don't always share our dreams and desires with our partners. We don't speak up for ourselves. And this is a nice, safe place for women to speak up and really tell their truth if they choose to, or just listen to conversations that are happening that bring insight and inspiration into your journey into wellness. So I invite you to that class as well. And now, I'm going to take another deep breath because I'm kind of out of breath at this moment. And one of the other things that I do for, I love to drink tea. I drink tea usually all the time. It helps detox the body. One of the things I've been drinking lately is by Fusionary Formulas. She has a tea that's a deep sleep. And I drink that at night just to help the body settle and relax and let go of stress, and really promote that healing and repair of the body. But we do need a lot of fluids, especially when we have trapped toxins in our tissues and muscles and organs. The more you hydrate your body, the better it's going to excrete all those toxins out. But if you don't move and stretch your muscles, they still stay trapped in there. Sip of water. Carpe diem, live in the moment. That actually came up on a TV show yesterday. Sometimes we don't always live in the moment and connect with our inner child and really embrace what we're experiencing. So I invite you to really slow down now and maybe appreciate your day today. If something really exciting happened, honor it in that moment. Don't feel so rushed to get to the next activity or the next task at hand. Just honor it. If you're doing something with your kids, really sit down and enjoy it for a few extra minutes, feeling those happy, joyful hormones in your body and letting it tap in. If you're connecting with a friend, having a special, spicy moment, just let it sit there a little longer and really enjoy it. Because we don't do that enough in life, and it's so important to connect with our inner child and really enjoy and embrace what we are experiencing so we can live in joy and happiness. One of the things I wrote here as I write my notes at night where I said I'm going to do my podcast, because you know I'm working through my own fears. I said, live it, love it, have it. And it's definitely true. If you live your life and you love it as you experience it, eventually you will manifest and have everything that is your dream. Which is why that manifestation hypnosis is so powerful, because it really helped me tap in to my manifestations and my dream as I process all of these things that I'm working through. And it's such a beautiful gift to have that to listen to at night. And it is also Reiki infused, which is awesome. One of my friends was there with me when I recorded that audio. I'm still not certified in Reiki. I think it's an amazing experience when they do Reiki on me. But it's not something I've learned yet, so I asked her to join me in because I really want to incorporate Reiki into the program, which is why I'm bringing other coaches in, like Laura Cheeto, Michelle Alva, and Raquel Ponce to do Reiki, because I think it's so much more valuable when you have insight from other people to help inspire you and tell you their stories and really transform your life with various perspectives. Because everyone has their own healing journey. Everyone has their own obstacles and challenges. Sometimes it's good to get feedback from other people that have also experienced things, because you might connect with someone else that may not necessarily be me, or there may be a story that one of my friends said that really resonates with you, which is why I want to bring in these guests into that manifest world program, support people a little bit deeper. Accept who you are and be happy. That came up in a show yesterday too, and I know a lot of times we live in this stressful world with so many things happening outside, just like what's happening right now, COVID-19, and the civil unrest, and we can't really feel happy inside our body. But really to connect with yourself and feel happy is something that comes within, and it's a deep awareness of what you're physically feeling, what you're emotionally feeling, and how can you nurture and support yourself. Because the most important person in your life is you. And to truly nurture and support your healing, your manifestation, it means you have to go within and connect with yourself and understand what are the messages that your beautiful body is giving you. Definitely feel like a child. I wrote that on here. Feel like a child and have fun in the summer. So now we're here at summer. Summer break. If you remember when you were a kid and you had summer break and no more school, no responsibilities. You get to do whatever you want. My kids are playing video games all day long, and sometimes they go out and play football or throw a baseball. But it's really about relaxing and enjoying. And look how magical that kids grow so much in the summer. My kids grow 3-4 inches in the summer because they're so relaxed. Their body can really tap into healing and care and helps them grow. So imagine how much you can grow now that we're at the peak of summer, and simply just by connecting with yourself and investing in your own personal development as we have a little bit extra time and our kids' schedules aren't quite as stressful. It's a great time for you to connect with your inner child and have some fun with your kids. With that, going to play board games or meeting up with some friends at the park, playing some games outside, or inventing a new sport or dancing out like I do with music as a kid's play. It's a great time to tap into your own childhood and re-experience those things again. Since we are in summer, it's a great time to let go of that stress in a fun and creative way. I have a bunch of notes here about songs that I'm going to create, which hopefully they'll be ready by the next episode. They will take a little bit of practice. I need to find something. And my son, Lucas, actually created some beats a few months ago, so my goal is to find those beats and use them with a song. Just not sure if they connect with the words that I've already come up with. So we'll see what comes up for next week. Live, love, and stretch. I definitely do a lot of stretching all day long. I've talked about it before. With my chronic condition, what actually happens, and if you pay attention to your body and how numbness and tingling can develop inflammation and stress build is my condition actually causes a lot of inflammation and stress. And as the muscles tighten and shrink and shrivel, the numbness and tingling and pain begins to develop, and I get little knots in the tissues in the body. And that's what would happen. That whole right side of my body would shrivel and shrink, and the pain would be so intense. So that's where I learned how to do my max stretch and how to tap into my own healing potential by releasing stress and stretching my body. And it's a beautiful thing to actually be able to support people in learning that. They can do such easy things to help relieve stress. And you can do it watching TV. You can stretch and massage yourself before bed or wake up in the morning. I actually love also teaching the self-love hug. It's such a big part of what I teach. And I actually took a picture of you, I think a year and a half ago in Wynwood, because I saw this painting on the wall and I thought she was super cute. But I stood like this in the self-love hug, and I had no idea that that was going to be something that I use in my program to help align the body. So I invite you, if you don't know what the self-love hug is, go find my YouTube channel, or I'll put this on the podcast station on Dream Vision 7, so you can see me in the self-love hug position. But just crisscrossing your arm in front of your chest. Your right hand is on your left shoulder. Your left hand is on your right shoulder. And you just give yourself little massages on your shoulders and your arms. I actually have some tenderness on the right shoulder and left shoulder. So just massage them and apply some oil and take in some deep breaths as you're in this position. It's really a very simple way to realign the body, get energy flowing from the right hemisphere to the left hemisphere. And it helps you feel loved and supported by yourself. Really, we need to feel safe and supported inside of our body. And this is one of those positions that I use every single day. And it really is relaxing. And I never realized when I took that picture that it would be something that I do every single day and that I was going to write it in my book. But I did, because it was so powerful. So I hope that last little tip gave you some inspiration. Tap into your own unique wellness and release stress from your body. Just a little recap of things that I want you to try and honor your inner child today. If you feel stressed out, we talked about the 5-5-5 breath. You can do that anytime. And it's really about seeing how deep can you inhale, how long can you hold, and how slowly can you exhale. And there's the self-love hug, which I just did right now. And there's that silly dance in front of a mirror. Now that one is my favorite one. I do that all the time. I don't know if you know, but I'm a nurse. So I have to call people pretty significantly with some intense results, especially now in the middle of COVID-19. And that is my switch. I turn on that music, I look at myself in the mirror, I get really silly, I shift the way I feel, get energized and happy and connect with my inner child, and then I pick up the phone and make that phone call. So the next time you have something that you have to do that you're not really excited about, you try that silly little experience and see how it shifts the way you feel. I do invite you to any of my programs. If I connect with you with one of those in an inspirational way, then go ahead and check out those free ones. Or take a look at Manifest Wellness. The thing I love the best about Manifest Wellness is that you can order your own unique gift box, which is really to tap into your own healing potential and pick the box that works the best for you. So there's a box for people that have significant pain. There's one for releasing stress and inflammation. And there's one with stones to align your chakras. So whichever one resonates with you, I invite you to pick that gift box. And soon I will have a big gift box to actually show on the podcast and share what's inside of there. But I hope you have a great day. This is Diane Vick. See you in the next episode. Maybe it will be a meet alone, or maybe I will bring a guest. We'll see what comes. I hope some songs and music come into that inspiration. Aloha.
Be sure to connect with Goddess Unleashed Diane next time, as each episode offers a unique synergy of conventional and alternative modalities to empower personal transformation. Diane empowers individuals to find their own unique wellness by looking outside of the box. Her inspirational message resonates throughout her show to shed light on the power of the mind in the healing process. Tune in every Thursday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time for Goddess Unleashed with Diane Vick on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Let's thrive together as we develop a mind, body, and soul connection to transform your body's healing potential. Take advantage of Diane's services at dianevic.com. That's DianeVich.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.